Just a few years ago, body cameras were billed as an answer to a lot of law enforcement's problems. In the shadow of high-profile shootings nationwide, the public wanted more accountability, and police agencies hoped to clear innocent officers of wrongdoing. Whether body cameras lived up to any of those promises, of course, is complicated. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Police agencies in Utah began embracing body-worn cameras around 2015.
The West Jordan police chief loves the cameras so much he plans to outfit all of his officers with them.
West Valley City Police Chief Lee Russo says it's one more way to add transparency to the department.
Today, Utahns are familiar with body cam footage. Fast-paced, gritty, and graphic. Here in this tape from August, Salt Lake City police stop a 50-year-old black man named Patrick Harmon. He was riding his bicycle without a taillight and swerving into multiple lanes of traffic. When police discover he has warrants and try to arrest him, Harmon bolts and threatens them with a knife. For many people who saw the tape, it seemed clear what happened. Police shot Harmon in the back as he was running away. But Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill cleared Fox of wrongdoing in Harmon's death, despite an insistence from some that he be punished. Dave Newland is with Utahns Against Police Brutality.
They see Darian Hunt getting killed. They see Dylan Taylor getting killed. They see Patrick Harmon getting killed on this body camera footage and are like, what the heck? That was totally unacceptable. That was wrong. That was murder even. Our elected officials don't seem to see that.
Newland gets that body cameras have limitations. They provide some transparency, he says, but not accountability.
Accountability only happens when leaders decide that they're going to do something about the horrible things that they've seen on this footage, that they're going to sanction a police officer or even fire them.
District Attorney Sim Gill says the Harmon video is disturbing to watch.
The first time I saw it, my honest reaction was, oh my God, this isn't right. But then I had to contextualize it, put it in the evidence.
He says that's what's complicated about body cam footage. It's like a puzzle. The body camera is just one piece. There's more to the story than what you see in those few shaky frames.
They feel like they're getting firsthand, unedited information so they can make their own mind, which I think is a good and healthy thing with the footnote and caveat there that, remember, it is a limited perspective, and without context, it can actually mislead you and take you away from the truth that you seek.
On one hand, he understands people feel disconnected from public institutions. They feel the process is cloaked in secrecy, and body cam footage helps them feel connected. Salt Lake City just made a rule that says body cam footage must be released within 10 business days. But Gill's been reluctant to turn over the tapes before investigations are complete. It is, after all, evidence in a case.
Can I have you step out of the vehicle? And have another
what's going on? I'm just talking here.
Trouble,
I don't.
Sir. I just
Scott Lloyd really is a detective with Unified Police. Tonight, he's helping students in the agency's Citizen Police Academy class understand what goes on in a traffic stop through mock scenarios. I took this class in the spring.
We're just trying to put them in those situations so that they feel, you know, pretty much where we're at and how we feel about our stops.
Lloyd and I are in a parking lot in his pickup truck. Student Rosie Chata and her partner are pretending to stop us after getting a call about a suspicious vehicle.
Talk about nerve-wracking to come into a situation when you
you're
don't
in a dark
know.
Alley,
yeah.
And you have all these cars here. You have someone sitting in my passenger seat. You can't see through that window.
Yeah.
You're on a 1 to 10, you're a 12.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's going to go on here? Is he going to jump out screaming and yelling? Is he going to have a gun?
In 2013, Detective Lloyd fatally shot a man who was attacking his girlfriend. He was cleared in that case. More than anything, he says, he wants students to see how dynamic these situations are.
In your job, if you knew every corner you turned that somebody was watching you and the chances you skip making a hiccup or a mistake, it's going to make you be on pins and needles most of the time.
Officer Lloyd, like Sim Gill, is lukewarm about body cameras. He understands that they provide a level of transparency that the public is looking for, but he worries they cause police to hesitate in deadly situations.
They're so concentrated on walking this perfect straight line, which the average person cannot do. Their concentration saying, I gotta be hands 2 and 10 on the steering wheel, I gotta do everything 100% right, and it takes away from what they should be concentrating on and other things that go on around them.
A new study from the lab at DC, a new research project out of the DC mayor's office, shows body cameras have little to no effect at all on an officer's use of force or their behavior, at least in the nation's capital. It's not clear, however, if body cameras have a different outcome in smaller cities like Salt Lake. Gill doesn't really buy Lloyd's argument that it's caused officers to lose focus. He says police agencies should welcome scrutiny.
when we authorize an institution or agency to use that force, we shouldn't shy away from the constructive scrutiny that demands. Because that's an enormous amount of power that we have.
But he says it would also be another injustice to prosecute an officer who made an honest mistake.
If somebody who accepts their mistake and is truthful about their mistake and there's an explanation for that mistake and owns that mistake, maybe that is should not be a fatal thing to their career.
Gill says people put pressure on him and other leaders to right wrongs in the criminal justice system. But right now, this is what Utah law says, and it's fairly broad. All an officer has to do is reasonably fear for his or her life or someone else's life to use deadly force. That's what Gill has to work with. And he says if the people want a different standard, they're going to have to look to state lawmakers to make a change. Whitney Evans, KUER News.